This article is called The Power of the Water Element. I have a screensaver on my computer that shows a picture of a huge waterfall. It sends out a strong sense of power. As I sat staring at it one morning, I started noticing how deeply the water had dug into the rock it was running over. And since I had been grappling with a powerful feeling of the loss of a friend, it was as if the screensaver's picture spoke to me. It told me that the water element of emotion could dig into my very foundation, that is, if I let it take over. This reminder gave enough push to cause me to run to my meditation space. I did some release work, refilled with the abundance of love that my script had offered, and even though my feeling of loss had seemed very real, the script replacement was much more powerful. So every time my friend now comes to mind, I no longer need to let the feeling of loss dig away at my sense of available love. It's easy to think of our life as being compartmentalized, and while each area of our life may take place in different physical localities and have distinct mental parameters, watery emotions can flow over those well-defined lines. For instance, when you get angry at work, isn't there some carryover when you go home? And when you feel lack around money, doesn't it eventually make you feel a lack of value somewhere else in your life? Just as water can eat away something as solid as rock, so can a feeling eat away something as solid as friendship, your health, or even your spiritual belief system. I watched a woman gain 40 pounds because her husband was having an affair. I witnessed a man go from fun-loving and likable to pensive and withdrawn because his business went into a slump. Emotions are powerful energies that aren't easily compartmentalized. But unlike a waterfall, we can change the direction of a feeling. Most feelings are activated by an outside event, but feelings can be disconnected from an outside attachment by loving whichever of our inner qualities is needed at that time. For instance, since my feeling of loss was attached to losing the above woman's steadfastness, all I had to do was look inward to find my own love of steadfastness. By looking inward to love who you are, your feelings can take you into life instead of letting life take you over. And when love digs into the bedrock of your life, it simply finds more love. Rachel, do you have any questions?
I do. You know, being a person who was surrounded by strong emotions my whole life, I've spent a lot of my life trying to avoid them. Because I very much felt that first thing you described of being dug into all the time. So, you know, when I hear you talk, obviously the key to more love is really flowing with those emotions, because if I don't, they're going to be everywhere anyway. So could you talk about how I can work with that fear that I know is always going to be my first response to a strong emotion, and move more into that flow?
When you have a strong emotion, what people tend to do is think that the emotion is the subject. It isn't the subject. The love that you're afraid you aren't going to get from them is usually the subject. Like I said, I claimed my own steadfastness in the loss of this friendship. I felt I'd lost it since she had it, felt I didn't. Well, everything that you need, you already have. So if you have an emotion, it is simply telling you what you either already have that you know about, or you already have that you don't know about.
And I wanted to also just support the idea of community, because I live in a new community house now, and the people who I live with have feelings. But in our new community house, I've been able to experience their feelings more as flow and as kind of an attribute, you know, that's supportive instead of something coming at me that I have to deal with. And that's been incredibly helpful to have people around me to practice with.
Mm-hmm. And it flows, but which direction? Is it flowing towards your heart, or is it eating away at you?
It depends on the day.
Yes. but there is a choice.
Thank you.
Thank you.